तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमोऽं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते गौरगोविन्दाय स्वामिनिति नामिने नमोऽं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ताय स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेव गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौरभक्त
President of the meeting, His Holiness Sri Srimad Bhaktisar Damodar Swami, the most revered and the most respectable personality among the Assam guests over here, the honorable chief guest, His Excellency, Srijukta Gopal Dham Nijamji, the Honorable Governor of Orissa, the prominent spiritual personality, the great Vaishnava leader and Thakur, His Divineness, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayanji Maharaj, another great spiritual personality, His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Haridas and Babaji Maharaj, the Oriman Radhapriya Pati, an exemplary spiritual leader, His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Krishnadas Swami Maharaj, His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Harijan Maharaj, His Divine Grace Sri Srimad Bhakti Vikas Mahajogi Maharaj, my dear Ashambal, Godfather, God Sisters, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to address this opportunity to on behalf of the inmate disciples, friends, lovers and the sympathizers of our most revered eternal spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Gauravan Swami, on behalf of them, I thank you for having this opportunity to welcome our most honorable, kind chief guest, His Excellency, Srijukta Gopal Ramanujam Ji, the Honorable Governor of America. In fact, time is too short. Within this limit, I can explain His glory, but for the information of all the assembled devotees, His Excellency appeared the prominent South Indian state of Tamil Nadu in the year 1915 in a Vaishnava family. So, his great personality has from a Vaishnava background and strict vegetarianism is the family tradition. Keeping apart his significant role of His Excellency in various public movements of our great country, what will make the devotees to feel very happy to know that His Excellency was also the temple trustee of the prominent Tirupati temple, the prominent temple of India, Tirupati Tirumala. There His Excellency was the temple trustee for some time. And He has been so kind to us that because of his spiritual wisdom and divine insight, he could appreciate the significance to glorify the spiritual leader as such. In spite of the extremely busy schedule and in spite of the broken state of health, he overlooked everything to grace this occasion with his kind presence to inspire all of us. So on behalf of the devotee community, once again, I would like to extend my grateful thanks before that great personality, His Excellency the Honorable Governor of Orissa. And my dear brothers, sisters, and the assembled audience, all of us would feel this is a special privilege on my part to declare that a great spiritual personality is in the midst of all of us, who could not control his emotion to share the joy of glorifying our most revered spiritual master, and took the trouble to come all the way from Mathura to Bhubaneswar with his dear disciples and associates, that is his divine guest, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Narayan Ji Maharaj. You will be happy to learn that the most revered founder acharya of our movement is divine guest Sri Srimad Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami. That is very, very personal, special personal intimacy with his divine guest Sri Narayan Maharaj. Even I had heard it from the conversation in between Srila Narayan Maharaj Ji and Srila Bhakti Swarup Damodar Ji, that Prabhupada used to award the credit to Srila Narayan Maharaj Ji, that it is for Srila Narayan Maharaj Ji I took sannyasa, because he spent all the time to me to take sannyasa. So we are specially obliged to that great personality to be here with us. So I, on behalf of the devotee community, do welcome His Divine Guest. So I have nothing to welcome His Divine Guest, Sri Srimad Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swami, because he is one of us. But still, I would like to mention it. Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swami is the GBC of the area. His background I would like to mention. He was a great scientist once upon a time. And he was the advisor to US Scientific Council in USA. But being taught and inspired by the eternal message, the glory of the Supreme Lord Krishna, lotus leaves of Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj, he gave up his that great profession in a material vision, gave up his advisor to US government in a scientific board and joined the spiritual order. And among the other saints, I would like to start with Sri Srimad Krishnadas Swami Maharaj Ji. How great is he? Only one who had undergone the experience, he can say. I should not mention it in public, but it is my personal realization that he reciprocated to the Supreme Mother Radhani every now and then. And he has so much appreciation for Gurudev. One cannot believe, one can mention me, Sachinandan, you can't conceive how great is your Gurudev. You can't conceive how personally and specifically your Gurudev has been desired by the Supreme Mother Radharani to descend on this earth. And by these others, he has kept this planet. Next to him is Sri Srimad Haridas and Babaji Maharaj. As we all of know, the great Sivananda and the personal associate of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And he is the direct descendant of him. He is a great, great, great grandson. And he is a brahmacharya throughout, never married in his life. And a great exponent of Shastra. Next to him is his divine guest, Bhakti Vedanta Hariyan Maharaj Ji, a godfather of his divine guest, Sri Srimad Narayan Maharaj Ji, and a great appreciator of our Gurudev and a great spiritual personality. So his divine guest, Mahajogi Maharaj Ji,
I have had, I have never the opportunity to see him. Whoever he met, he used to glorify Guru Dev. So, once again, I would like to have this opportunity to welcome on behalf of the devotee community to all these great souls and our special obligation under Divine Lotus Feet. Now I will take more time, but all of us know why we are gathered here. All of us know we are gathered here to glorify one inconceivably advanced, exalted spiritual personality like that of our dearest spiritual master, the Divine Grace Krishna Bhagavati Premananda. Time is too short. I cannot take more time. But only thing I would like to mention, I would like to quote here, a saying of another greatest spiritual personality, his Divine Grace, Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said, it is one crore time, crores of times, greater and higher to deliver an individual soul than to establish crores of hospitals for the so-called well-being of the human welfare, of the human beings and the animals. This makes deep sense to the self-realized soul. What does it mean? Because essentially, we are not a physical body, but we are the spirit soul. And the soul undergoes suffering, unending suffering from the time immemorial. And one who takes the responsibility to deliver the soul from the clutch of Maya, the way to the height that we are injected to his divine feet, we cannot explain. And Gurudev, he has the potency. Brahmanda Karita Sakti Janajana Bhare, he is one such personality who could deliver the whole universe. And he has taken the responsibility of so much of conditioned souls around the world. And the testimony to that is the presence of so many devotees from around the world who are here to glorify the great personality. What more to say? One thing I would say, because the time is too short, that we know Krishna is God, Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karma. And God is one. Yet, God manifests himself in various forms, expands himself in various forms. And according to Prema Nagar Apa Bhakti, the devotee to whom he is inclined to, he has got special attachment to that form and that personification of God, Godhead, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, though he knows God is one. I will cite this example, being summoned by the Supreme Lord Krishna through Bhimaji. When Hanumanji was told his regard by the Supreme Lord Krishna, he said, no, I am not interested. Only I can go if Lord Ram called me. So Krishna told, instructed Bhimaji, you call him that Lord Rama is calling. Hearing it, Lord Hanumanji jumped. He was at the absolute state of spiritual wisdom, Hanumanji, the greatest among the Dasa Bhakta. What did he say? He started a sloka that Vinata Janaki Natha Avaya Paramatmane, Vathabi Mama Jivana Sarbhota Rama Rajiva Lochana. I know Lord, your Lordship and Lord Ram are not different. Yet, I am attached to that form of yours. So the Supreme Lord appeared to him as Sri Ram. Similarly, Guru is one. Guru is the embodiment and the expansion of the mercy of Krishna. Yet, I would seek the blessing of the great assembled souls here to qualify me to be attached to that form of Guru called His Divine Grace Gaura Govinda Swami. Because he gave a birth. So, I would like to have this. And at the end, I would just like to say, we must be respectful because Guru is one. Although we have got special attachment to our own Guru, because that is the arrangement of Providence. We took the responsibility of us and we can pay back. We are eternally indebted.
Sachinandana Swami, give identification and deliver his speech.
Very popular, you know, Guru Vandana, we used to recite every day that Jasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada, Jasya Prasada, and Gati Kutavi. Dhyan Subham Satyam Yasaski Sandhya, Vande Guru Sri Charanam Arvinda. Jayam Sri Srimad Gaura Govinda Swami Guru Maharaj Ki, Hare Krishna. Sri Sriman Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swami, Guru Maharaj, to conduct the meeting as the president. So, Maharaj, you have the lead. I will go.
This is for the program.
According to the such programs communicated from the Raj Bhavan. So we have partially 1 hour. For 1 hour, His Excellency, the Governor will depart. So I would like to request the Divine Grace to an Iron Man to address the assembly. The time allotted here is actually 5 minutes. So what I propose is that can continue after the government part. So it's just also speak a longer time. But for now, it is allotted 5 minutes. So, Maharaj, please say.
लिखा है कर्मण्यारोहमानं दुःखतये सुखाय च पश्येत् पाप विपर्यासं मिथुनीचारिणां नृणां। मनुष्य ही नहीं प्राणी मात्र सुख के लिए कार्य करते हैं, किंतु करते हुए भी न तो उनका दुखी दूर होता है, न कोई समस्या मिटती है और न तो यथार्थ में उनको सुखी प्राप्त होता है। सुख के लिए करने पर भी दुख ही उनको प्राप्त होता है। इसका कारण यह है कि सुख पाने का जो वास्तविक मार्ग है वो नहीं समझते। हम लोग इसके लिए विश्व के सभी राष्ट्र मिलकर नए नए अनुसंधान, ट्रांसपोर्टेशन, कम्युनिकेशन के भी हमने किए। सारी पृथ्वी मुट्ठी में आई, हम लोग एकत्र जैसे दुनिया सारी एक मुट्ठी में हो गई। किंतु होने पर भी हम देखते हैं, आज इंग्लैंड अमेरिका में कहीं क्रिकेट हो रहा है, हम यहां पर देखते हैं, प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ अमेरिका वहां से बोल रहे हैं, हम लोग एक मिनट में उनकी बातें सुनते हैं। इस तरह से हम ये देखते हैं कि इतनी उन्नति हुई, और रसोई घर से लेकर मेडिकल साइंस इत्यादि में ऐसे आश्चर्यजनक उन्नति हुई कि मनुष्य को दंग रह जाना पड़ता है। किंतु इतना होते हुए भी वर्तमान सभ्यता का और इस साइंस का ऐसा दुष्प्रभाव है कि हम लोग अपने को खो बैठे। आज हम देखते हैं आधुनिक काल में इतनी उन्नति होने पर भी सुख के लिए, किंतु स्त्री का पुरुष का पहले जैसा प्रेम नहीं, पड़ोसियों से प्रेम नहीं, पुत्र और पिता का प्रेम नहीं, इस तरह से आजकल सब में ही अविश्वास आज राष्ट्रों में देख रहे हैं क्या हो रहा है। हमारे भारतवर्ष में ही देखिए, जो दिल्ली में बैठे हुए हैं आज क्या क्या कर रहे हैं हमारे लिए। इसलिए कहीं भी सुख और शांति नहीं है, इसलिए सुख शांति को खोजने के लिए हम को आज से 500 वर्ष पहले चैतन्य महाप्रभु की तरफ में चलना पड़ेगा। चैतन्य महाप्रभु और कोई नहीं, राधा भाव और उनकी कांति को लेकर के कृष्ण की इस जगत में पधारे थे। अधिक दिन नहीं हुआ 500 वर्ष, और उसमें उन्होंने बतलाया कि एकमात्र प्रेम ही कृष्ण के प्रति यदि होगा तो हमको सुख और शांति हो सकती है, अन्यथा नहीं हो सकती है। क्यों? जीवन स्वरूप है नित्य कृष्ण दास। जितने भी प्राणी हैं, जीव हैं, मनुष्य हैं, गंधर्व देवता से लेकर के कीट पतंग तक, सभी का अपना स्वरूप है कृष्ण का नित्य दास, चाहे जहां भी हो। और जब तक वो इसको याद नहीं करेंगे, कृष्ण की सेवा में युक्त नहीं होंगे, तब तक उनको किसी भी तरह से सुख और शांति नहीं मिल सकती है, यह गारंटी की बात है। इसलिए हम लोगों को बैक टू गॉड एंड बैक टू होम, दिस इज द पॉलिसी ऑफ वैष्णव। हम लोग जब तक कि कृष्ण के तरफ में नहीं घूमेंगे सुख शांति नहीं हो सकती है। इसलिए यदि सुख खोजते हो तो एक भी जीव की चित्त वृत्ति को भगवान की तरफ में लगा दो। भगवान कौन, इसको समझने के लिए गीता भागवत में आना पड़ेगा। कृष्ण से बढ़कर के कोई परम तत्व नहीं है, गीता में स्वयं कृष्ण ने कहा, एक ही चांस कला पुंसा कृष्णस्तु भगवान स्वयं, स्वयं उन्होंने कहा है। और कृपा करके किसी भी अवतार में भगवान ने नहीं कहा कि मैं स्वयं भगवान हूं, किंतु कृष्ण ने दया करके कहा। और उसमें सबसे उन्नत जो उनका उपदेश है, सर्वधर्मानुपत्यज्यमाम एकम शरणम प्रति। यदि जीव सुख और शांति चाहता है तो कृष्ण की शरणागति यह दरवाजा है भक्ति का। और इसके बाद में वही बढ़ते बढ़ते निष्ठा रुचि आसक्ति भाव प्रेम तक जब पहुंचेगा तब भगवान को वो प्राप्त कर सकता है। या इस जीवन में रहने पर भी भगवान से प्रीति होने पर, प्रेम होने पर, समस्त प्राणी मात्र के प्रति उसकी प्रीति रहेगी और प्राणी मात्र उससे प्रीति करेगा। इसलिए चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी ने कहा, आराध्यो भगवान ब्रजेश तनयस्तद्धाम वृंदावनम रम्या काचित उपासना बजुबद्वर्गेण जाकल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतम प्रमाण अमलम प्रेमा पुमर्थो महान श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुर मतमिदम तत्रादो न। चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी के समस्त उपदेशों का साथ यदि हम लोग लेकर के देखें, कृष्ण ही सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड है। इस चीज को ठीक रखो। गीता में भी गीता का उपदेश समझने के लिए इसको समझना होगा। दूसरी बात, कृष्ण की जितनी प्रकार की आराधना है उसमें गोपियों की आराधना सर्वश्रेष्ठ है, इससे बढ़कर क्यों नहीं, इसी को देने के लिए चैतन्य महाप्रभु आए। तीसरी बात, इस विषय में भागवत प्रमाण है, और किसी प्रमाण सबसे प्रमाण अमल प्रमाण श्रीमद् भागवत है। इसलिए इस मिशन को फैलाने के लिए देने के लिए चैतन्य महाप्रभु के लाइन में रूप सनातन इत्यादि गोस्वामी लोग, इसके बाद में विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर इत्यादि, इसके बाद में श्यामानंद पुरुषोत्तम ठाकुर श्रीनिवास आचार्य जी, इसके बाद में विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर और बलदेव विद्याभूषण, तत्पश्चात हमारे जगन्नाथ दास बाबा जी महाराज और श्री भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर, और उसके बाद में जगत गुरु नित्य लीला प्रवेशों विष्णु पार्षद स्वयं भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर आए, और उन्होंने विश्व में सर्वत्र चैतन्य महाप्रभु का वाणी प्रचार करने के लिए संकल्प किया। उन्होंने अपने एक शिष्य को, जिनका नाम आप लोग जानते हैं, एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज, उन्होंने पश्चात देश में भेजा क्या कहने के लिए, यही कहने के लिए, यदि तुम कोटि कोटि अस्पताल, कोटि कोटि स्कूल, कोटि कोटि शिक्षागार करते हो, उससे कोटि गुण फल होगा यदि एक जीव की प्रति को भगवान की तरफ में ला दिया। इसी का प्रचार विश्व ब्रह्मांड में तुम लोग करो। और उन्होंने थोड़े दिनों में ही संन्यास लेकर के हमारे पास में मथुरा में आए। हमने उनसे रिक्वेस्ट किया कि आप बड़े योग्य आदमी हैं, प्रभुपाद जी ने भी आपसे कहा था जो संन्यास लेकर के विश्व में महाप्रभु जी के धर्म का प्रचार करो, इसलिए आपको जरूर लेना चाहिए। मैं डर रहा हूं, मैं नहीं लूंगा। मैंने कहा जरूर लेना पड़ेगा। मैंने अपने गुरु जी से भी निवेदन किया और उन्होंने थोड़ी देर के बाद में संन्यास लेकर के अमेरिका में गए और वहां पर उन्होंने ये कृष्ण कॉन्शियस की स्थापना की, स्कूल की उन्होंने स्थापना की। और थोड़ी देर बाद में ही हिपी जैसे लोग जो कि भ्रष्ट कहे जाते हैं उनको हैप्पी बना दिया और विश्व में थोड़े दिनों में ही संसार में संसार की अनेक भाषाओं में गीता भागवत इत्यादि का अनुवाद इत्यादि कराया। चैतन्य चैतामृत की उन्होंने प्रतियां उन्होंने प्रकाशित कराई और विश्व के समस्त भाषाओं में पत्र और पत्रिकाएं और ये सब बच्चों को, उस समय ये लोग छोटे छोटे बच्चे थे, किसी के 15 वर्ष की, किसी के 16, किसी के 18 वर्ष, और सबको संन्यास इत्यादि दे करके और इस काम से नियुक्त किया। और थोड़े देर में विश्व में सर्वत्र चैतन्य महाप्रभु का नाम, कृष्ण का नाम और उनके धर्म का प्रचार। उनके भक्तों में से बहुत से प्रमुख होने पर भी उनके मैं जहां तक समझता हूं और जहां तक मैंने संग किया है, मैं गौर गोविंद महाराज जी को जानता हूं जिन्होंने उनके विचारधारा को लेकर के विश्व में, भारतवर्ष में, उड़ीसा में, भारतवर्ष में और मैं जहां जहां गया, इंडोनेशिया में, मलेशिया में, यहां तक ऑस्ट्रेलिया में, सिंगापुर में, अमेरिका में, इंग्लैंड के मैनर में गया, जहां जहां देखा बड़े योग्य शिष्य इनके हैं और बड़े शुद्ध विचार वाले हैं। वो हम समझते हैं कि प्रभुपाद के शिष्यों में भी मैं समझता हूं कि उनके विचारों को समझ करके भक्ति राज्य में प्रवेश करने वाले ये प्रमुख शिष्य हैं। मैं जानता हूं कि कृष्ण प्रेम के लिए जो भक्ति विकसित हमारे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जी ने, हमारे रूप गोस्वामी ने, हम समझते कि रूपानुगो वैष्णव थे और इससे बढ़कर के किसी के लिए और महत्व की बात नहीं होगी। सबसे बड़ी बात है इस जगत में यदि कोई रूपानुगो वैष्णव है, इसलिए हम लोग रूपानुग गुरु वर्ग के जय देते हैं। उनमें भी इसे एक वो थे, उनके विचारों को जब तक गंभीर रूप में हम विचार नहीं करेंगे नहीं समझते हैं। इसलिए मैं आज उनके इस शुभ दिन में मैं अधिक नहीं बोलना चाहता, मैं 10 मिनट से भी अधिक बोल गया, मैं इसके लिए क्षमा चाहता हूं। पीछे से मैं हमारे राज्यपाल महोदय जी जाने के बाद में आप लोग निवेदन करेंगे तो मैं कुछ कहूंगा। आज मैं यहीं पर उनको विशेष विशेष तरह से मैं ग्लोरीफाई करता हूं कि वे मरे नहीं है, पहली बात, वो अजर अमर नित्य है। समाधि का मतलब क्या होता है? सम न देवम अदेवम अर्चय, जो देवता नहीं है वो देवता की पूजा नहीं कर सकता। राधा कृष्ण की, चैतन्य महाप्रभु की पूजा करने के लिए, उनकी सेवा करने के लिए उनके समान बनना पड़ेगा। राधा कृष्ण जी, महाप्रभु जी अप्राकृत स्वरूप, अप्राकृत भाव उनके हैं, इसलिए जब तक हम साधन भजन के द्वारा अप्राकृत नहीं हो जाते, उस राज्य में, अप्राकृत राज्य में नहीं पहुंच जाते, हमारे शरीर का, हमारे स्वरूप का उद्बोधन नहीं हो जाता, हम अपने स्वरूप में प्रतिष्ठित नहीं हो जाते, तब तक हम उनको नहीं सेवा कर सकते हैं राधा कृष्ण का। इसलिए समाधि में गए हैं माने वो नित्य लीला में प्रविष्ट होकर के राधा कृष्ण की सेवा नित्य कर रहे हैं और वहीं से हम लोगों पर आशीर्वाद करें, जिससे कि हम लोग भी उनके पदगमन करते हुए उनके चरणों का आश्रय करके हम भगवान की सेवा कर सकें। यही कह कर सकते हैं।
Allahumma rabbi jabbar. Thank you. मंदिर इसका नहीं क्या थी स्थापन पूर्वक देश विदेश की भारतवर्ष समस्त ढंग से थाना स्थान मानी कि वृंदावन कि मायापुर इत्यादि स्थान मान करी बहुत स्थान से स्थापना भाई बहुत भाव प्रचार कर
among them unfortunately, today we are, although you can say I is unfortunate and fortunate, but somehow we are conducting this way because one of his dearest disciples, Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj, had to depart early, so soon. So we are conducting this Murti Pratishtha, Prana Pratishtha ceremony, installing his Vikraha, his deity, deity form, the Murti. So I just want to say that Maharaj, Gaura Govinda Maharaj, was one of the most wonderful disciples that Prabhupada had. So, we can only pray that by the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna, and by the mercy of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, the Gaura Govinda Maharaj preached the message of Krishna consciousness, just like Srila Narayan Maharaj mentioned about Maharaj's activity around the world. So this also is actually a glorification of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. We have so many able disciples, and the Maharaj was one of the pioneers among the disciples. So on this most auspicious day of Sri Rama Navami, the appearance celebration of Lord Ramachandra. So this installation is taking place of Maharaj Murti. And so we like to request that especially his disciples, Maharaj's disciples, and the followers of Maharaj, today pray continuously so that their enthusiasm and their strength of devotional, in the devotional service, in the journey of this devotional learning, the devotional principles, always remain enthusiastic, always very, very active in preaching this like Maharaj. And so in this way, on this most auspicious day, we pray for the blessings that Maharaj continues to give to all his sincere followers, disciples, friends, and anyone who met Maharaj or was impressed by the wonderful qualities of Maharaj, simplicity and great love for all the living entities and great sacrifice. And so those ideals should be always propagated by the followers and by the friends of Maharaj. So on this most auspicious day, we seek the blessings from all the higher authorities and also from all the assembled sages and the saintly people and all the devotees, so that our humble effort of continuing in Krishna consciousness always remains protected. And blessings of all the assembled sadhus, assembled Vaishnavas, and the followers and friends, and also Maharaj. Thank you. It is a great, we are very fortunate to have His Excellency, Sri Gopal Ramanujaji, here as the chief guest of this function, inaugural function, of the glorification of Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj. And although our the governor is a physical old and difficult to attain so many functions, but we are extremely, extremely grateful that he could come as a chief guest and participate in this wonderful and very noble function. So I would like to call upon His Excellency to kindly deliver the message of inauguration government.
Respected Adya Sri Maharaj, spiritual leader on the days, and the upcoming spiritual leader sitting in front of me, as well as sisters and brothers.
It is for me, your company, that will enlighten my life, educate me, and take me further. Satsang is the basic thing in order to make any progress in spiritualism. And you provide that satsang. What sort of satsang? Bhaktas are greater than Bhagavan. See, Ram required to build a bridge to cross over to Lanka. Hanuman just jumped and got over to the other side. By saying, uttering the name of Ram. The Bhaktas are of greater glory. And I am very happy to be in your glorious midst. Now, Bhakti is a very easy method these days. There are four ways prescribed for attaining moksha. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, and there are four yogas in this month. Bhakti Yoga is the easiest and most suitable for these days. It doesn't lay down anything rigorous, but it only wants sincerity. A certain Acharya was doing puja to God Krishna. And he was offering a cup of milk.
Why did you make him say 10 times? That shows your
faith is wrong now, it's not education. And therefore, such a person does not deserve to be my guru. He is supposed to have been reborn again as Guha during the next cycle of Ramayana. And when he heard that Ram had not returned at the appointed time, he wanted to give up his life by jumping into Ganga. So much was the attachment. And that is how we even want to be happy. And but we are being told so many times, we have no satisfaction. And not, and we have not reached the stage where saying once is enough. Ram mantra, when anybody can say a day record, they can also say. But the person who has heard that must have a mantra siddhi, so that he will be able to realize the truth of that. And that is why take for instance now, we are having a very important meeting discussing all aspects of the religion. Right there is a bhajan going on. All those are the same purpose. But what happens? One interferes with the other. Supposing there is a musical performance and everybody wants to enjoy music and everybody wants to be silent. Somebody gets up from the audience and says, silence please, silence please, silence please. He doesn't close his mouth. How can he enjoy his mouth? It's music. Similarly, when this is going on, that will be disturbing. But disturbing to whom? Only those who don't hear that at all, only hear this. And now similarly, they may not be able to hear that, hear us, and they should be only hearing the bhajan. Such a transformation must take place. Then it will be very effective. See, there are two things. The essence of rationalism is humility. Both were very highly respected things. And they have heard of each other. They wanted to meet each other. And so both started on their own to meet the other one. On the way, one saint met the other saint and told him that you should not have yourself come to receive me. You would have said a smaller man than yourself, that would have been sufficient and he will take me to you. He said, yes, I also thought like that. I looked around to see a man who is smaller than myself, and I could not find anybody who is smaller than myself, therefore I have myself come here. That is the humility, that is the Vaishnava. And essence is faith. Bhakti is built upon faith. Bhakti is the concentration of body and soul together on any particular theme or object, the exclusion of everything else. That is the faith. With that faith, you can move mountains. And therefore, let us have all faith in what we do, and then we will succeed. Krishna also will return to us. And it cannot be one, we are passing one more meeting of the time that we arrive, let it be eternal. What does an elephant do when the crocodile caught its leg? It did not utter 100 times. It gets fed one time and then it's observed. You should therefore have that amount of faith. And faith is the only means which will strengthen, reinforce bhakti, and through that salvation will be for all. And those of you who are here, I must criticize this, are expressing my own opinion. Every opinion is found at this. That's for a right to exist. Please think over during your stay of information on the conference. And let us hope that God is there for the support of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Excellency, for your wonderful message. Now, I'd like to talk on Sri Man Prasadudra, the temple president for the Board of Council. Yachapal, Subhapal, Ramanujan, Tatha, Ishtanra, the governing body commissioner, Prasadguru, His Holiness, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, Tatha, Bhakti Vedanta, Narayan Maharaj, Mahajogi Maharaj, Harijan Maharaj, Haridas Maharaj, and Krishnadas Maharaj, Shamanantra, Ativa Moljavan, Shamay,
यदि हम अनुदै जों तरी कथा परिवेशन करछन्ति सेतुपाई मोहमरे अंतरराष्ट्रीय प्रश्न भावन प्रसंग करहुरु हमको अशेष धन्यवाद क्यों करें। आज जो पवित्र दिवस रामचंद्रन का आविर्भाव तिथि यही उपलक्ष्य नाम जो महिमा नाम नामी अभिन्न সেটা আপনারা শুনিলে যে আমার মাননীয় রাজ্যপাল গোপাল রামানুজন সে যে উদাহরণ আপনার দেলে যে রামচন্দ্র লঙ্কাকে যাওয়া সে সেতু বন্ধ নির্মাণ কলে কিন্তু হনুমান খালি রাম নাম উচ্চারণ করি সে লঙ্কায় উপস্থিত হলে এইটা হচ্ছে রামর নামর মহিমা। তেমন সে যে আজ সুন্দর কাহিনী আমাকে বর্ণনা করছেন যেটিকি আমরা সাধারণত যেমন শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম ক্লাস শ্রবণ করু ঠিক আছে তা করা আজি সেই হরি কথা শ্রবণ করছি। আজ যে আমার এই পবিত্র তিথি আপনার সমস্ত একত্রিত হয়েছেন এক মহান উদ্দেশ্য নিচি আমার যে আন্তরাষ্ট্রীয় কৃষ্ণ ভাবনামৃত সংঘ ভুবনেশ্বর কেন্দ্রের পূর্বতন অধ্যক্ষ তথা জিবিসি এবং গুরু শ্রী শ্রীমদ গৌরগোবিন্দ স্বামী মহারাজের বিগ্রহ প্রতিষ্ঠা উপলক্ষে আপনার আজ একত্রিত হয়েছেন। ମୁଁ ସାମାନ୍ୟ ଖାଲି ଗୋଟେ ମିନିଟ୍ କହିବି ମୁଁ ଆପଣମାନଙ୍କୁ ଯେ ମହାରାଜ ଯେ ଗୌରଗୋବିନ୍ଦ ମହାରାଜ ଜୀବନ ସାରା ଏଇ ମନ୍ଦିରର ପାଇଁ ଗେଲେନ୍ ଗେଲେନ୍ ବ୍ଲଡ୍ ସ୍ପେଣ୍ଡ କରିଦେଇଛନ୍ତି ଏ ମନ୍ଦିରର ନିର୍ମାଣ ପାଇଁ ଏବଂ ଏଇ ଓଡ଼ିଶାବାସୀମାନଙ୍କ ପାଇଁ ଯେଉଁ କଣ୍ଠ ପ୍ରଦାନ କରିଦେଇଛନ୍ତି ଶ୍ରୀମଦ ଭାଗବତମ ଭଗବତ ଗୀତା ଏବଂ ଅନ୍ୟାନ୍ୟ ସମସ୍ତ ଗ୍ରନ୍ଥ ଯେଉଁ ଆଜି ଅଧ୍ୟୟନ କରି ଆମେମାନେ ଆଜି ଏଠି ଉପସ୍ଥିତ ହୋଇଛୁ ଆମେମାନେ ଆଜି ଏକ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଭକ୍ତ ହୋଇପାରିଛୁ ଏ କେବଳ ଏକମାତ୍ର ତାଙ୍କରି ଅନୁଦାନ। ପ୍ରଶ୍ନ କରାଯାଏ ଯେ ଆପଣମାନେ ଆଜି ଅନ୍ତରାଷ୍ଟ୍ରୀୟ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କ ସଙ୍ଗରେ କେମିତି ଭକ୍ତ ହୋଇଛନ୍ତି ସମସ୍ତେ କହିବେ ଆମେ ଗୋଟେ ପତ୍ରିକା ପଢ଼ିଛୁ ଗୋଟେ ବହି ପଢ଼ିଛୁ ବା ଗୋଟେ ଗୀତା ପାଠ କରିଛୁ କିନ୍ତୁ ତାଙ୍କର ଯେ ଅବଦାନ ଆମକୁ ଆଜି ଚିର ସ୍ମରଣୀୟ କରି ରଖିଛି ମହାରାଜଙ୍କ ଏକ ମାତ୍ର ଗୋଟେ ଉଦାହରଣ ଥିଲା ସେ ପ୍ରତିଦିନ ତାଙ୍କର ଏକ ମାତ୍ର ଅଭ୍ୟାସ ଥାଏ ଯେ କୃଷ୍ଣ କଥା ଏପରିକି ସେ ଦିନେ ମୋତେ ମଧ୍ୟ କହିଛନ୍ତି ଯେ କେଉଁ ଦିନ ଗୋଟେ ଦିନ ଯଦି ସେ କ୍ଲାସ ନ ଦେଇଛନ୍ତି ହରି କଥା ପରିବେଷଣ ନ କରିଛନ୍ତି ସେ କହିଛନ୍ତି ଯେ ଆଜି ମୋତେ ମୃତବୋଧ ଜଣାପଡ଼ୁଛି। ତେଣୁ ତାଙ୍କ ଯେଉଁ ହରି କଥାରେ ଯେଉଁ ଆଗ୍ରହ ଏବଂ ହରି କଥାରେ ଯେଉଁ ଆକର୍ଷଣୀୟ ବ୍ୟକ୍ତି ମଧ୍ୟ ହରି କଥା ରହିଛି ତା ଆଜି ସାରା ବିଶ୍ୱକୁ ଆକର୍ଷିତ କରିଛି ଏବଂ ଶେଷ ମୁହୂର୍ତ୍ତରେ ମଧ୍ୟ ସେ ମାୟାପୁର ଧାମରେ ଏହି ହରି କଥା ଜଗନ୍ନାଥଙ୍କ କଥା ବର୍ଣ୍ଣନା କରୁ କରୁ ସେ ତାଙ୍କର ଅତିହରଣ ସମ୍ବରଣ କରି ଗୋଲବଧାମକୁ ପ୍ରତ୍ୟାବର୍ତ୍ତନ କଲେ। କିନ୍ତୁ ଆଜି ଆମେ ତାଙ୍କୁ ଅନୁରୋଧ କରି ତାଙ୍କ ପାଖରେ ଆଜି ଆମେ ପ୍ରାର୍ଥନା କରି ତାଙ୍କୁ ଆମେ ଆଜି ଗୋଲକ ଭିନ୍ନରୁ ପରିବର୍ତ୍ତନ କରି ଆମେ ଆଜି ତାଙ୍କର ବିଗ୍ରହ ମଧ୍ୟରେ ତାଙ୍କୁ ଆମେ ପ୍ରତିଷ୍ଠିତ କରିଛୁ ଯେହେତୁ ଆମମାନଙ୍କୁ ସେ ପ୍ରତିଦିନ ଦର୍ଶନ ଦେଇ ଆମମାନଙ୍କୁ ସ୍ମରଣ କରିବେ ଯେ ତୁମମାନେ ପ୍ରତିଦିନ ହରି କଥା ସମସ୍ତଙ୍କ ପାଖରେ ପରିବେଷଣ କରି ଏହି ବୌଦ୍ଧ ଜୀବନକୁ ଉଦ୍ଧାର କରିବା ପାଇଁ ନିଜ ଜୀବନକୁ ଉତ୍ସର୍ଗ କର। ତେଣୁ ଆଜି ମୁଁ ଏଠି ମାତ୍ର କହି ସମସ୍ତଙ୍କୁ ମୁଁ ଅଶେଷ ଧନ୍ୟବାଦ ଜ୍ଞାପନ କରି ମୋର ବକ୍ତବ୍ୟ
ଆଜି
महायोगी महाराज।
Gracias. পবিত্রতম থেকে বিশেষ ভাবে গুরুগ্রন্থে গুরুপ্রেমী ভক্ত বৃন্দ নিকটে আমার পরমাত্ম দেশম গুরুদেবের শ্রী বিগ্রহ প্রতিষ্ঠা মহামহোৎসব করেছে, সেই দৃষ্টিকোণ সে কিছু গুরুদেবের জয়গান করবে।
same deep quality they Shri Prabhupada. He has to hold so many things that generally devotees, they don't know all these things. It seems from outside that he is telling very hard things. But I know that he cannot do that. He has told everything through in his life. What he has got from his Gurudev, the Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, from Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Gautami Thakur, he has no fear at all to speak all this truth. I can give some examples like that Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, my brother and sister, in the beginning, he has told that Krishna was son of Vasudev and Devaki, and they took birth in Mathura. There are so many writings in Bhagavata, and all Mathura Vasi know the fact that Krishna has taken birth in Mathura. But we see that Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami and all Goswami, especially the commentators of Srimad Bhagavatam, like Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in Sarat Darshani and Srila Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami in Vaishnava Goswami, they have written that Krishna was, Krishna took birth from the womb of Yashoda in Gopi. And he appeared in the
jail of Kamsa. Jail of Kamsa, yes.
Jail of Kamsa in Gopi. But the difference between appearance, prakat and birth. Birth-lila, birth,
first time.
That is, as a nar-rupa-lila,
the human being.
This is called nar-rupa-lila. And Krishna came in the jail of Kamsa, not from the womb, he appeared like a boy of 16. With so many ornaments, golden and jewels, and hair so much
carved
here, with so many teeth, 32 teeth, and so on, like Bhagavan, with so much evidence, and in Gokul as a Naradija, very like little child, no hair, no nothing, no some chakra balaa pavane. Swamiji has written, and it has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam. Devaki Nanda, Nanda Sudhaya, Devaki Nanda Rayata, everywhere it is written. But also it has been written that Srimad Bhagavatam in 5th chapter, 10th canto,
Nandan
tu atma ya putapanne jata plata atma. Here, it has been told that Krishna has come from the womb of Yashoda by Nanda Baba. So, our Reverend Swamiji, Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji, for gender, as it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam, that he is the son of Vasudeva. But afterwards, when he is explaining that is not Nanda,
so
Atma Jyotpanne, he has clearly written that he is the son of Yashoda and Nanda. There are so many examples. I'm not going to show from Srimad Bhagavatam. I know about more than 100 examples where it has been written that Krishna is the son of Nanda. So Swamiji has written for general and for
beginners.
Beginners and for the persons who are entering in bhakti realm, in the line of Rupa Goswami. For those, then he has written that he is the son of Yashoda and Nanda, and he is Brajesha Tanaya, Aradho Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya. It has been written in the last of Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna is son of devotee. It is only bar. What is so?
Jati Jananivaso
Devaki. Jati Jananivaso Devaki Janavaso. It is bar. Bar means there is some doubt whether he is son of Devi as not. But for Yashoda Nanda, never it has been written like that. So, Swamiji has written for two things, for beginners and for those who are pure people. And especially Prajavasi, Yashoda Nanda and all other Prajavasi, they cannot believe that Krishna is son of Devi and personally. Never. But we are follower of Brajavasi. So, Gaurgodhi, I saw and felt in the writings of Gaurgodhi Maharaj that Krishna is certainly the son of Nanda and Yashoda. We all need Prajavasi. Also, I have seen a message from Gaurgodhi Maharaj sent to me. I don't remember the name. In Malaysia, I received it. And before that, in when I was Matla, he personally sent me that book, that made me. I saw, and I become wonderful. I wonder that how he has written this book. He began from Shraddha, Anartha Nivritti, Diksha itself. After that, Nishtha, Bhakti comes in Nishtha. Ruchi, Asakti, Prem, then Sneh, Ma, Pradha, Ra, Anura, Bhav, Mahabhav, and after that, Rur, Padirudha, and after that, Modan, Mohan, and after that,
Madanbhav.
What is that? Especially it is found in Radhika, not in. Even in North Lalita Vishaka. And that was seen, that was shown to Raya Ramananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasaraya Mahaprabhu. Very vividly and entirely this
spread me. In detail.
In detail. In many he has written. I thoroughly read. And that I was astonished to see how beautiful and modern he has written all these things. For a beginner or for Matanamika, I'm sure to know all these things. So, he has written that Raramananda is Vishaka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Radha and Krishna, together. to reach that particle of both of the heart. How learned, how rustic, how subtle is the vision of the heart. Nowadays, I never found like a person like this to culture. I know that if anyone nowadays tells about anything of Radhanga Bali and Vaidhi Bhakti, they will be silent. Oh, he has become Sahitya. But I know that they are Sahitya because they don't know anything A, B, C, D of that. That is why he was so silent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to give this thing, Vaidhi Bhakti Mali. Ramanu, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbardas, they have given so much things in Vaidhi Bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to give. He has come to give Bhakti Rasa. And especially, Anarthita Charyu Kirat Karunaya Avatirna Karu, Samarpayi Sumunna Tadvala Shamsa Bhakti Shiyam, Hari Hapura Sundar Dhyuti Padamba Shandikita, Sada Hridaya Sangare Surtume Sachinandara. Explain, before explaining this slogan, I'm telling something. That someone has this idea that our honor should go first and then we will enter in bhakti. This is absurd. We know that Sri Bindu Mangal was a very rusty person. He used to go to
Chintamani's prostitute Chintamani.
Prostitute. He was full of honor. But how he got some taste in Krishna Rasa? And he left in a moment all these things and went to Vrindavan. And he took Dasana Prabha and Krishna. So, this is Siddhant. Anyone in any way, in any case, at any time, whether he is immersed in Maya, Asakti or anything, if a past impression comes and association of pure devotee, Rasi, Tattva Vaishnava, entering from him, he may have some taste, some greed for that. And it is absurd for Tattva Jnani, knowing all Ved and Shastra, they can have any taste. So bhakti has nothing to do with all these things. Anytime, in any way, in any circumstances, he can come in a very rigid person and he can make that person so high like Vidyamangal and all others. So, we think that our anath should go away first and then bhakti will come. It is after thinking now. What you are, where you are, khana?
Sthane
sthita sambandho nobhi. Tayasho ajit ajito api traiha trailokya. What you are, where you are?
First stage.
Nothing to do. You should believe here, believe the heart. Some pure devotee, Rasik Vaishnava. And we see. You should do pranam to Hari Katha. Those who is telling Hari Katha to the place where Hari Katha is going on. The organizer, by tan, man, vachan, by
body, mind,
tongue and mind. And if you, in a no time, you can control Krishna even, Srimati Radhika even, then you will say, Shyam Sundar Shikhanda Se Karishme Yaha Sumurli Manohar Radhika Rasik Man Sivamide Swapriya Charushti. Then we will sing that we are Rupanga Vaishnava. What is the meaning of Rupanga? Those who serve Radha and Krishna coming up to now from to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he is a name Manjari, you know. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Kamal Manjari. You know, all are Manjaris. I know that Swamiji is not only friend, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji. He is also a Manjari. He has written, he has given indication. You can, if you go in his literature deeply, you can know all these things. Otherwise, you will be in outer realm, not interior. So Gaurav Vishwanath read his literature, and I personally, he met me in Puri, and we discussed so many things. I knew that he is certainly Raghunatha Vaishnava, and he is the prominent among the disciples of Swamiji Maharaj, who totally second the ideas of Swamiji, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and all the acharyas of the Vedanta. I know so many things, but time is so short. I want, and I pray humbly to the devotees of Srila Gaurav Govind Maharaj to follow him totally. What he has told, that true to accept. He was certainly a Rupa Raghunatha, and after that he was a Raghunatha Rupa Vaishnava also. You can see everything which has Swamiji has written in his explanation to Srimad Bhagavatam, and I have read the book of Swamiji of Krishna book. Very thoroughly it has written everything there. So I request you to follow him totally, internally and outwardly both. If anyone does not go internally, what he can preach? Only to take tila, mala, and to chant the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. One is 16 rounds. The meaning is not that simple. Internally thought. Yes, we should try to take the inner mood of bhajan. And if you are not taking, we cannot take him. We cannot qualify him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he gave? Anantacharan kirat parnayamatena kalo samarvaitum unnata ujvalarasansi bhakti. If anyone has no inquiry that what is Unnat Ujjwala Rasa, reading thoroughly Chaitanya Charitamrita 2 times, 3 times, 108 times, but he has no inquiry that what is Unnat Ujjwala Rasa, what can he do? He cannot do it. He cannot enter in Premrasa. So we should know. Srila Vishwanatha Charpati Thakur has written explanation of this slope in Sanskrit. Though Chaitanya Charitamrita is in Bengali language, he has written Unnata Ujjwala Rasa is only of Gopi. Srimati Yashoda Nanda Baba were not in Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. Siddham, Subhan, Madhavangal, they were not in Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. Then what is Unnata Ujjwala Rasa? What is the mood of Gopi? Where Unnata Ujjwala Rasa? Especially the mood of Srimati Radhika. Then if it is so, then how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it to all? Then you will have to come to this point that Unnata Ujjwala Rasa is of two kinds. The mood of Srimati Radhika and the mood of the maid servant Pallyadasi of Radhika. The mood of Radhika cannot be given in any way. Anyone cannot, Krishna cannot be, Srimati Radhika cannot be. And there were three wishes of Krishna. Radhaya, Pranamadima, Kirti Shobha, Ayubha, Sukhodas Goswami, in the guidance of Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. And what is this? Tavai Vasri, Tavai Vasri, Nadhuvani Dvayabhina, Iti Vigyane Radhe Pangnani. O Radhe, you are my Swami, you are my Swami, you are my Swami. I cannot live without your Swami. I cannot live without your Swami. That is why Raghunath Das Goswami Rupanu Vaishnavi has told, if you have not a little greed to Sadharadika and Krishna Kanjugal, R.C. Chaitanya,